Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
If you've just joined us for any reason, just let you know you are in the 2020 Dominate Conference, coming to you from ATS Business University, Riqueza. All my Riqueza friends out there, I'm really glad everybody was able to join us today. And we're not done yet. So grab that snack here if you'd like to, get something to drink, make that quick trip to the bathroom, and we're going to keep the ball rolling here. A couple of station announcements as we move along here. Number one, make sure you don't forget to get your tickets to our next conference. The Mexit conference will be in May, and we're running a great special on that this weekend, today and tomorrow only. It's like half price, $35. You can't go wrong. get two or three of them and give them to friends that you think really want to make a difference in their lives and are really trying to, you know, to do something with themselves, and they will thank you forever. Just a reminder with Tempest, Tempest will be setting up short-term coaching. You can contact Deanna it looks like the information is in the chat there as well. So for both of those, but wow, what a great opportunity to be able to have some help from someone like Tempest Smith. I would take advantage of that in a heartbeat. And again, don't forget the conference coming up in May, the Mexico conference. Okay, so we got some of that stuff out of the way. You know, probably one of the toughest parts about doing anything is really just getting started, you know, getting off your tush and getting moving. And if you know ATS, or you'll soon learn, we have very capable leadership who want to help start you off on your ATS journey. Our next guest, Grace Sandals, coming up next, is the Vice President of Training for ATS Junior Companies. She's one of the very first people you'll talk to when you get started with ATS, with Business University and with Riqueza. And she just loves to hear about your goals and dreams. Please welcome one of the most genuine people I know, Grace Sandals. Grace?
Thank you so much, Mr. Jerry.
My pleasure.
It has been an exciting day and an exciting conference thus far. Ladies and gentlemen, and most of you on here know that I am by trade a teacher. So I love participation. And we're going to get that same participation today. I am a teacher, facilitator. So we're going to participate in everything. Love you too, Lady Hale. Now, those of you that are on here, Antonio said the other day on one of the calls, he said, now, some of you are going to come on here and be at the conference a little upset. And he didn't say upset, you know. Yeah, he uses the words that he loves to say. Y'all gonna be pissed off, you know. Some one or two reasons, few reasons. Well, there are some people who are on the call who have teams. There are some people who are on the call who don't have teams. And right now, you say, man, I've been trying, really been talking to people, and people are really, you know, the people I've been talking to aren't being receptive or things like that. You know, if that's you, raise your hand, say me, you know, that's kind of me, you know, or you know what, I'm on here. I have a team, but the team is a little stagnant. They're a little complacent, really not moving, you know, like we once were. If that's you, you know, you put a me, say a me too, emoji, blue hand, whatever, you know. And what I want to tell you, what we're talking about today is trusting when you don't understand. Trusting when you don't understand. We are here. This conference has been amazing. And I want to tell you, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged at all. Whatever it is that you're doing, you are where you're supposed to be. If you think you're behind, you are not. You're right where you're supposed to be. Trust when you don't understand. You just stay where you are. Keep going. And trust when you don't understand. Do not get discouraged. I'm telling you, I know people have talked to me firsthand and said, Grace, I'm really trying, but it's not going the way I wanted to go. Trust when you don't understand. Don't get discouraged. Keep going, because things do not happen overnight. You gotta keep working at it so that you can get the prize that you're looking for and that you are striving to get. So y'all know me, we just gonna jump right in. Trusting when you don't understand. First, I need you to come to grips and realize it all starts with you. It does. It all starts with you. Now, typically, it's just, I guess, the human in us. When we don't understand, we tend not to move. We don't. We freeze up. If we don't get what's going on, and I'm going to be the first one to raise my hand. When I don't understand something, I don't get that. So how am I going to move if I don't understand what you're talking about? Yeah. And don't lie to me now. You know, I know there's some of y'all out there too. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dad, for your transparency. a lot of times when we don't understand things is because we like to control things. And when you don't understand, you can't control. So I'm not moving when I can't control stuff. All right. I can't move when I'm not in control. When I'm not in control, I gotta stay. I gotta stop. Whoa. Until I get some clarity so I can get some control on it. And then I'm gonna move. That's not trusting when you don't understand. That's not trusting at all. Okay. So stop freezing up. Antonio always, he teaches all the time that moving forward solves all problems. So even when you don't understand, moving forward means you're trusting when you don't understand. Continue to move forward. Well, I don't know how this is going to work. It's okay. Just keep moving. Well, I don't know how to do that. It's okay. Just keep moving. Because in the moving forward, in the steps you continue to take, you'll begin to understand. And because you trust it, that understand comes. With trust comes understanding. All of us on here know what you want. So you just got to continue to focus on your end goal. If you know you want to be a best-selling author and you don't know how to get there, it's okay. Why? Because you know you want to be a best-selling author. Please believe and understand, you're not the first person in the world who wants to become a best-selling author. There are thousands, maybe millions of best-selling authors out there. And so all you have to do is go see what they did and follow in their footsteps. That's you trusting when you don't understand. And there are a lot of you out there who want to be transformational speakers. You're not the first one who wants to do that. Find other transformational speakers. That's why I'm telling you, books will never run out of style, because there is someone who has come before you. So all you have to do is go learn what they did and what they didn't do so that you can get there further and faster. So it all starts with you. You know what you want. Keep focused on your goal, on the prize. I'm just born and raised Baptist. Don't worry about that. But keep focused on your goal, on your end goal, and keep moving forward. Y'all heard me say I was Baptist. There is a sacred text that I read. And in there is a story about a gentleman named Abraham. And Abraham, he got a call. They didn't have phones back then, but you understand what I'm saying. He got a call from his deity. And he said, hey, man, I need you to leave all your family. Okay. Take your wife and go to a place I'm going to show you. That's all he said. He said, okay, all right. Well, Abraham didn't understand what he was talking about. He said, a place I'm going to show you. Please know that Abraham didn't understand what he was saying. He don't know where the place is, where to go. But you know what Abraham did? He trusted. He got up with his wife, left his family and his kindred. That's what the word said. Family and his kindred. And he left and went to the place. But listen here. His deity, God, didn't talk to him for 25 years. Now, if somebody kept trusting when they didn't understand, when God stopped talking to him for 25 years, how more so can we? we can't do that when people stop talking for us 25 seconds.
Tell them, Grace.
25 years. 25 years. Yes, Miss Kathy, that is faith. That Abraham completely trusted God when he didn't understand. He didn't understand where he was going. He didn't understand why he was going. He didn't understand what he was getting himself into. He just said, go. And he said, okay, that is trust for real. Middle school math teacher for 11 years. I decided I wanted to retire. And Antonio said, okay, I'm going to show you what to do. Okay. Now, I left security. I left knowing where the paycheck was coming from. I left knowing how I was going to pay rent and a car note and phone bill and light bill and all that stuff. And I left. And I went to work solely for ATS, not having a backup plan. If that's trusting, well, you don't understand. I ain't where Abraham is. But what I am saying is, I like so many other people and so many of you on this call, y'all, you took a risk on you, because you said, I want to work for me. I want to go out and change the world doing what it is that I want to do and not work for XYZ or work for someone else. I want to do it for me so I can leave this legacy. That's trusting when you don't understand, because none of us understood where we were going, how we're going to get there or what have you, but it's trusting. So it all starts with you. Now that you understand that it all starts with you, set goals. You know what your end goal is. Even if you don't know what your end goal is, a lot of times, because I was there, if I ask you what it is that you want, you may say, I don't know, Grace. I don't know what I want. That's okay. That is perfectly okay. But I do know you know what it is that you don't want, and that's a great place to start. If you don't know what it is that you do want, you do know what it is that you don't want, and you start there. So you set goals. Those of you right now who don't have a team, don't get down on yourself. Don't get, man, I wish I had more people here. Now, well, that, you know, that is, I'm telling you, everybody on a call wishes they have more people here. Everybody at this conference wishes they had more people here. You could have had 1,000 people here. You still would have wished that you had more people here. It's okay. Stay where you are. Keep going. Now, I didn't mean to stay stagnant. No. Stay amongst the fire, us, ATS. Stay with us. Continue to get poured into. Continue to stay on the calls. Continue to get the training. Continue to take your courses. And continue to talk to people. I don't care if 100 people tell you no, you keep going. Because those no's are eventually getting you to a yes. And I'm telling you, once you get that first yes, you get hooked. Okay? Ask Abby. Okay? Ask Miss Chiquita. She got her first one all yesterday. I was so proud of her when she texted me. I said, oh, yes, congratulations. I'm telling you, everyone on here that I have seen, you ask them. Keep going, because you're going to get that yes. And then when you get that yes, you feel so excited. You know what? Time to go get another one. You know, help the person who said yes, help them get people and help them get a success team. Time to go get another one on a success team. People that have a team. Okay. Whether you have a team, whether you don't have a team, still set goals. Okay. The people with no team right as of right now, what's your goal? It's December. What's your goal by the 31st of this month, before the new year hits? We're not talking about resolutions. No. We're just saying, what's your goal for this month? What do you want for your success team? How many people do you want to have on your success team before the new year? Okay. What's your financial goal for the new year? Okay. Those were teams. Those of you who have people on your teams. Okay. What's your goal for your success team? What's your goal for not only the people on your team, but for yourself personally as well? What's your financial goals? You may want to find out your team's financial goals as well, so that you know how to help them get to where they need to be. And as you're setting goals, have an accountability partner, okay? Because that accountability partner will keep you in line. They will keep you on track. Now, what I will tell you is you cannot have an accountability partner that is like you. It's not going to work. You don't like. No. You know why me and Deanna are accountability partners? She told y'all earlier, we are two totally different people. We are totally different. She is the thinker with the bright ideas, and they're always amazing. And I'm the person, you know what? That's cool. Let me know what to do. But she will always come to me because she knows I'm going to hold her feet to the fire. Hey, Grace, I want to do this. Stay on me because I want to do this. Okay. Okay. Hey, D, you said you want to do this, that, X, Y, and Z. How's that coming? Okay. All right. We come on when you go get that done. And then, you know, I leave her alone for maybe like a day. And then the day after, hey, D, how's that coming? Because, you know, D will have a lot up here because she got a lot going on. But I got to, you know, I mean, she told me, when you tell me, hey, I need you to stay on me because of this. Okay. You be prepared. You want an accountability partner like that. You do. Now, y'all heard Miss Serena Brown Travers earlier saying she loved Antonio like a brother.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He get on nerves sometimes because he pushes her to where she wants to go. And he does all of us like that. Okay. He does all of us like that. And I tell everybody that I talk to, that I give a call to, and I learn about them and their dreams of what it is that they want to do and how the ATS Business University can help them. I let them know that Antonio has a mind for business, a heart for people. And if you tell him what it is that you want to do, don't let him want it more for you than you want it more for you, because he's going to be like, okay, this is what you said you wanted to do. Let's go. Come on. What you doing? Why are you still sitting there? Let's go. Okay. You want an accountability partner like that. Now, I'm telling you right now, you know it and I know it. They're going to get on your last nerve. I am going to get on your last nerve because I am that type of accountability partner. But when you reach your goal, you're going to be so happy. And then you're going to go back to your accountability partner and say, I sure do appreciate you for pushing me. I hated it at first. Okay. Some of you all know that myself and Chris, AKA Bob, goes live sometimes after we go running. And Chris won't let me stop to get air. I mean, I want to stop after a certain point. He's like, no, we only got a little bit of ways to go. Come on, come on. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing. Okay. In my head, I am cussing. Okay. Just know that. Okay. But also in my head, I'm like, okay, Chris know what I want to do. So he keeps pushing me. And so I'm going to leave him alone. So I'm not going to say anything to him. I'm going to keep going because I'm grateful for what he's doing. Because people don't have to help you. They don't. But when you have somebody that chooses to help see you succeed and want you to succeed and do what they can to help you, that is a friend, not only an accountability partner. So get that type of person. Also, after you get that accountability partner and you set your goals, you got your accountability partner, you told your partner what your goals are and what you want to do with the time period and what you want to accomplish. After, review and reflect on your goals. It doesn't matter, you know, the time span. If you say, okay, these are my goals for the week. These are my goals for the month. These are my goals for the year. You go back and you reflect. Example, even whether or not you're a sports fan. I love sports. Baseball, football, basketball. Those are my top three. Anyway, every sports team, whether you know about sports or not, every sports team, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey probably is as well. Every time they play a game, whether they win or they lose, if somebody can put in the chat after the game, what do they do? And not go to the showers. No, not that stuff. After that. Okay, so not that same day. Okay, so the game happened at night. The next day, what are they doing? What are they doing the next day after the game has already happened? Yes, they do practice.
Looking at films.
Thank you so much, Mr. Field. They are looking at film. They're reviewing the tapes. Thank you, Ms. Janita. They are practicing, but they're also reviewing film. Why? Because they're reflecting whether they won or lost, what happened during the game. And not only are they looking at what their team did, they're also looking at what the other team did. Because if we lost, you better believe we're looking at what the other team did to beat us. Okay? If you won, you're looking at what you did to see how you can enhance what you did to win. Because please believe what you did the first time to win probably not going to work the next time because you're not playing the same team. And even if you were playing the same team, please know that team, they reviewed the tape on you too. Just look at the playoff games. You know, I couldn't stand it with the Lakers and the Rockets. And we're not going to talk about it. It's okay. Because after game one, when the Rockets won, LeBron and the Lakers said, oh, okay, we see what y'all doing. We're going to go look at film and see how to stop y'all. And they stopped them for the next four games. Okay. You know, got it. But that's what you must do as well with your goals. They didn't, Tempest, okay? They did not have to do it like that, okay? We're going to talk about it later, Temp. Now, you must review and reflect on your goals as well. Whatever your goals are, let's say you set goals for the week. You wrote down what your goals are for the week. So when the week is over, you go back and you review the tape, okay? Did I hit my goal? Okay, I did hit my goal. Great. What did I do? What happened? Where I? What was the reasons? What were the reasons that I hit my goal? Okay, I did this, 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 and this. Okay, so for my goals for next week, these are my goals for next week. How can I enhance what I did this week to make sure that I hit my goals for next week? Oh, no, I didn't hit my goals. Number one, the first thing you do is don't get down on yourself because you didn't hit your goals. Don't do that. Okay, I'm talking to you from experience. Okay, don't get down on yourself because you didn't hit your goal. Review what happened and then do a different plan. If the plan didn't work, execute another plan. Try to figure out another plan and execute that plan. So you want to review and reflect on your goals. That's what sports teams do all of the time. So they understand, okay, so for this next game, we're going to be ready. Now, you have come to grips and owned that it all starts with me. It all starts with you. You set your goals. Now, shift through your turbulence. Shift through your turbulence. When flying high, turbulence is bound to happen. Mm-hmm. Y'all know these things, okay? You set your goals and you're ready to go. You're excited, okay? You're out there sharing your link with people because they're talking to you, they're coming to you, they know that I know that you're with a university that you're doing because you started a business. What's that? Tell me more about that. You know what? I got my link. I'm gonna share this link with you because they do a better job of talking to you about it. They give you every detail that you need to know better than I would. So I don't want to mess anything up. So I'm gonna share this link with you. The video is about 13 minutes long, and I'm gonna give you a call back at about 15. So we can go and discuss everything that you liked about what you saw. Okay. Turbulence is bound to happen because please believe that if you talk to 20 people that day, all 20 of them are not going to say yes. No. Turbulence is going to happen. Okay. Things are always going to happen. Something's going to come up. Adversity happens. Opposition happens. Self-doubt happens. Okay. Opposition will and must show up in your life. You know why? Because remember when you set those goals, so when you set those goals, the opposite of your goals that you want to reach got to show up.
Amen.
Okay. I you set a financial goal. You know what? This week, want to make $2,000 this week. Mm-hmm. Great. The opposite of making $2,000 this week is going to show up. It has to. That's okay. Opposition must show up. Self-doubt is going to creep in. Okay. Because you set a goal of what you wanted to do. And so something in the back of that mind of yours, well, maybe I shouldn't know. Well, I don't know if I shouldn't talk to them because they want, no, go talk to them. Something in your brain say, go talk to them. So you go do it. Self-doubt is going to creep in, but you got to shift through it. I was looking at an article on mountainaviation.com and it was a gentleman by the name of M. O'Neill, who wrote an article on 5 reasons why turbulence isn't dangerous. 5 reasons why turbulence is not dangerous. Reason number one, he said, turbulence is normal. So just like when you're on a boat ride and you got the big waves, you know? So just like big waves during a boat ride is normal. It may be uncomfortable, but they're normal. So is turbulence during a flight. So turbulence is normal. Reason number two, turbulence isn't dangerous. And he gave statistics, and y'all know I like numbers. So I'm gonna give you numbers that he gave. Over 8 million people fly every day, adding up to about 3 billion people a year. Of those 3 billion, guess how many people on average are injured by turbulence every year? 58 people.
Wow.
3 billion people, out of 3 billion people, 58 passengers are injured. Therefore, turbulence isn't dangerous. It's just the thought of, hey, now I understand. Now I'm not downplaying turbulence. We're up in the air, you know, 30,000 feet and you got this rocky stuff going. Yeah. I'm a little nervous too. Okay. But it's inevitable and it's normal. Okay. It happens. Reason number three, seatbelts, your first defense against turbulence. Seatbelts are your first defense against turbulence. When your pilot's weather radar indicates possible turbulence ahead, your pilot will turn on the fastened seatbelt light above your seat. It's in your best interest to pay attention to this light and buckle up when you see it. So let's get out of the plane and get into your business and your life. When turbulence happens, you're the pilot of the plane. You know turbulence is coming. Mm-hmm. So guess what do you do? Fasten your seatbelt. Okay, mm-hmm. You know what? I see that turbulence heading this way. Okay, let me buckle up. Let me get my seatbelt on and prepare. Let me pay attention to this fasten the seatbelt light and go do what I need to do to shift through this turbulence. Mm-hmm. Reason number four, pilots know when it's coming. Your pilot is an expert in more than how to take off, fly, and land. Not that that's impressive enough, but pilots are also trained in safety planning and navigation, including navigating turbulence. So before takeoff, your pilot has inspected the route and carefully analyzed the weather forecast and radars. So because you're the pilot, you already know the turbulence that could possibly come your way, okay? I've already told the universe what I want. Therefore, what I don't want is going to show up. So when I see that it shows up, I'm already prepared on how to handle it. You're the pilot. And then reason number five, the plane isn't going to crash. The plane is not going to crash. At the end of the day, you should keep in mind that turbulence isn't going to cause your plane to crash. Planes are built to withstand most turbulence. Planes are built to withstand most turbulence. Let me tell y'all something. We love to say how our deity, if this is your deity of choice, made us in his own image. So if he made us in his own image, that means we're not going to crash. We're built to withstand most turbulence. Because we're made in his image, we're built to withstand turbulence. There we go. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to even look at those comments. All right. So now we have recognized that it all starts with us. We've set our goals and we've shifted through our turbulence. Now it's time for the breakthrough. The breakthrough happens because we've been shifting through the turbulence. We've set our goals. We know where we're going. We see the end goal. And now the breakthrough happens. Oh, somebody said yes. They wanted to sign up and get started and change their life. Woo! Oh, man, another one signed up. So they're ready to get started. Man, I got a team now. All right. Breakthrough is happening. We're beginning to build our team. We're getting excited. We've caught the vision. We're catching and riding each other's energy because we're so excited. We're getting on the daily meetings at 8 in the morning, 6 in the morning for Jerry, and for Miss Pam, way earlier than 6 in the morning, and for our families over in other countries, for the UK and India. Wow. Okay. They're in the evening times and in the afternoon times. And so everybody's so excited. Caught the vision. The breakthrough is here. Y'all know a lady named Christine. She has caught the vision. This woman has caught the vision. Okay. She's been signing up people left and right. She's been signing up people while we have been here at this conference. That is how much she has caught the vision, because she's been doing all these things I've been talking about. She's been trusting when she don't understand. She recognized it all started with her. She set goals of what she wanted to do, and she's been shifting through the turbulence. If y'all don't know, she's been commenting through these comments. She's been commenting this whole time, and you can tell that she's been shifting through the turbulence of her life and her business. And so now the breakthrough is happening for her, because who knows how long Miss Christine has been toiling through trials and tribulations. Please allow me that again. I told you I'm Baptist. Now, who knows how long she's been going through, and now the breakthrough is here. For us, we see, oh, Christine got in and she only been here. Has it even been a month? I don't even know. I don't think it has. And she is tearing this thing up. So we thinking Christine is an overnight success. Mm-mm. For those of my church folk people, y'all always hear people say, you see my glory, but you don't know my story. That's Miss Christine. And really, that's all of us on here. Because at one time or another, you've had your breakthrough in some area of your life. And people thought you were an overnight success just like that, only because they haven't been with you the entire time. But the breakthrough is coming. If the breakthrough has not happened for you yet, hold on, keep going, it's coming. just like Miss Christine, it's coming. Michelle Black is tearing this thing up. People were probably thinking the same thing. Man, Michelle, overnight, what happened? Same thing. Lady Hale, Lenita Hale, same thing. Man, they're blowing up. What's going on? Yeah. You don't know what's been going on behind the scenes, but the breakthrough is coming. Just like people don't know what's going on behind the scenes with you, your business, and your life. Keep going. Keep trusting when you don't understand. Keep going. Keep trusting. Keep trusting in you. Okay? Even when you don't understand, just keep trusting. Keep going through the process. Now, after that breakthrough, because, you know, we riding high. Woo! Yes, it's working. It's working. It's working. And then the plateau happens. Yeah. The plateau happens. It does. We are in the holiday season. We just got done with Thanksgiving. Well, here comes Christmas and then New Year's. Holiday plateau. It happens. It does. And then those New Year's resolutions coming. I had a good friend. And she called them New Year's resolutions. Oh, okay. Well, you know, it is what it is. But that plateau, you know, sometimes people get overconfident and then we get complacent. And that's when the plateau hits. When you find yourself complacent, you have hit a plateau. Now, there's nothing wrong with a plateau, but the thing is, you don't want to stay there. Be on the plateau, get you some rest, but you gotta get going again. There's a book by Spencer Johnson. It's called Peaks and Valleys. And in the chapter, the book is about a young man who is from the valley. You hear Antonio talk about this book a lot when he's telling his story. Peaks and Valleys, about a young man who lives in a valley, has a valley family, has valley friends, has a valley girlfriend. But then he decides one day, I want to go to the peak. And he does. He reaches the peak. And then he finds a wise older man that he's talking to. So the wise older man, you know, encouraged him, inspired him and everything. And he was so excited. He was like, man, I got to go back down to the valley and tell all my family and friends what I experienced. And so when he got back, he called, you know, he spoke and talked with them, let them know everything that had happened, how excited he was. And they were like, okay, cool. Well, people being in the valley who never went to the peak, you know, they really didn't understand what he was saying, but they were like, okay, that's great. He went to work. Something happened at work. And he asked his boss, well, why don't we do something like this? And the boss loved the idea and they did it and it worked. And so he got the breakthrough. He's mad at riding high. And then all of a sudden he got overconfident. I think the older people say he started smelling himself, started getting beside himself. That's what they say. And so he's, you know, people started avoiding him and, you know, didn't want to be around him or anything like that. And once those things start happening, he kind of got, you know, he got complacent and he felt lonely and he hit a plateau. And so with the plateau, just going to read a little bit from this chapter called Resting. At first, he was relieved to feel little or nothing. He was glad he had come to the plateau. He soon began to recover from the stress of all the ups and downs he had been feeling. He liked just being where he was. It felt restful. Now that's the cool part about the plateau. Later on, he was glad to find his friends, but they didn't seem enthusiastic about seeing him. Their eyes were as flat and lifeless as the surroundings. They didn't seem interested in what was going on around them. They didn't look healthy or vibrant, even in the outdoors. The young man looked at his friends and wondered if he was starting to look like that too. He was afraid he might be. Last sentence I will read. Well, two. The young man became bored and restless. When he had first arrived on the plateau, it was refreshing to take a break from everything. Now it felt like everything was starting to drain from him. He was not enthusiastic like he once felt on the peak. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when we stay on the plateau too long. You get bored, you get restless, and you get complacent, and then you don't feel like doing anything. Or you weren't when you had that breakthrough, man, you was riding high. But then stuff started happening, and when you're riding high, you're like, oh, okay, cool. Team got it. Yeah, cool. Yeah, team got it. go ahead out there and go do what you did. No, you got to keep going. You got to keep encouraging your team so they can keep encouraging you. And you hit the plateau to get some rest, but then you need to recharge and keep going because you hadn't gotten to your end goal yet. If you're at the plateau, that's not your end goal. I hope the plateau is not your end goal. It shouldn't be. It can't be. So when we hit that plateau, get the rest that you need, but get back up and keep going because you got to keep trusting when you don't understand. You may not understand why what happened here. We just had a breakthrough. We were doing really good for these first few months. What happened? Well, you got to keep going. The reason you got to keep going, get off the plateau, is because your difficulties take you to your destiny. Now, that is not a quote from Grace Sandals. That is a quote from Joel Osteen. I listen to Joel Osteen every single morning. Stop looking at me like that, Deanna. I'm doing peripheral vision. He said that preaching a sermon, I listen to him every morning getting ready for the day. And on this particular one, he said, difficulties take you to your destiny. What you want to do is really, while you're there at the plateau for a short time, you look back and see and reflect on everything that had gone on and that had taken place, and you learn from it. You learn from it so that you can keep going. Okay, I saw when I had the breakthrough and we were doing really well, this was happening, this happened. Great. So now, okay, so I learned that in order to keep going and not to hit this plateau again like that, I need to do X, Y, and Z so that I can keep going, so that the team can keep going, we can continue to build, and we keep everyone encouraged. Joel Osteen also said, troubles help you travel to your dreams. Okay, not only do your difficulties take you to your destiny, your troubles, they help you travel to your dreams. And with your difficulties, you must be grateful for them. Now at the time, you don't want to be because they don't feel good. No, who wants to have difficulties? Nobody. But you already know in order to get where you need to go, difficulties are going to occur. Any hero that you love has had difficulties, and they wouldn't be your hero if they didn't have difficulties. I don't care who it is. It's an entertainer, an athlete, an author, a writer, a speaker, whomever it is, whoever your favorite person is in the whole world, you love their story because they had difficulties. And you also love their story because the difficulties they overcame and it took them to their destiny. And that's why you love them so much. Same thing goes for you. If your heroes went through difficulties, why do you think you're not going to go through them? You have to. Your difficulties are meant for you to learn from and teach those coming behind you. They are meant for you to learn from and teach those coming behind you, because please know, you're not the first person who has the difficulties that you have, and you won't be the last person. So I'm pretty sure all of us on here, we have a mentor who has gone through certain things. And when you tell that mentor, man, I'm going through this, this, and this, and the mentor helps you because they always say the same thing, because prosperity has one voice. I've been there. Let me tell you what I did. That's why we have so many books today. Okay. This Peaks and Valleys book. Yeah. It's not just to tell the story. It's apparently Spencer Johnson has been there to the valley and the peak. And he wrote a story to tell you how to stay on the peak longer than the valley. Now you're going to have to go through the valley to get to the peak, but he tells you how to get there. That way, if you read it, you get there further and faster. And then you don't keep it to yourself, because somebody's going to come behind you and say, man, whew, Abby, I've been calling people. I've been talking to them, telling them about my experience with the ATS Business University, but it's like they're not being receptive, and I'm really feeling kind of low, and I really want to give up. Well, who hasn't been there? Abby can go back and tell that person, I've been there, but this is what I did. I kept going, and I kept trusting when I didn't understand to keep going. Your lessons are always for you to learn and to teach. Because when you can teach it, that means you've learned the lesson. If it's a lesson, you have to be there to learn it. But then if somebody comes to you with that same lesson, that means it's time for you to teach. You've gone from the student to the teacher. It is what it is. I made my kids do it in math all the time. When they ask me, Ms. Sanders, I don't understand this. Okay, great. Tell me how to do this. Because I don't give you answers. I ask you questions so you can teach me. Tell me what to do. And I just wait for them to say something. Same thing with you. Okay. You gotta go through it. In that same sacred text that I like to read, there's a gentleman named Joseph. And Joseph had a story as well. With the story of Joseph, Joseph had a lot of dreams. And he told his brothers the dream that he had one time. And the brothers didn't like the dream, because in the dream, the brothers were going to be looking up to him. And Joseph was the youngest, well, the second to youngest. And they didn't like that. And so one day he was going to check on him, because dad said, hey, go check on your brothers, see what they're up to. By the way, dad gave him a coat with a lot of colors on it because he was dad's favorite. The brothers also didn't like that as well. So as soon as Joseph came, they said, okay, there goes that dreamer. Man, he get on my nerves. He always talking about his dreams and this and that and the other. You know what? We're going to put him down here in this pit and we're going to tear his coat and make it seem like a wild animal killed him. That's what we're going to tell dad. So got put in the pit. Brothers took him, put him in the pit. And then just so happened, some travelers coming by, they sold brother Joseph to the travelers. So Joseph got put in the pit. Then he got sold to somebody. Well, person he got sold to, Joseph, remember, he has favor. Dad favored him. And so now, whom he got sold to, gentleman's name is Potiphar. Potiphar found favor with Joseph too. Loved the spirit, loved the type of person he was. So guess what? He put Joseph in charge of his whole house. And while Potiphar was away, well, Potiphar's wife said, man, you know, Joseph, he look kind of good. He look kind of good over there, you know? Joseph said, ma'am, I have control over everything in this house except you, and we're not doing that. And she tried again, and Joseph ran. Well, Joseph ran out of his coat, and because she didn't like that, she kind of set him up. Told husband, Potiphar, he tried to have his way with me. I got his coat to prove it. Well, they found Joseph and threw him in jail. So he's gone from the pit to the prison. Pit to the prison. Now, keep in mind, Joseph had this dream that God gave him and said he's going to be ruling a lot of stuff. But Joseph hadn't seen any of that yet. He got thrown in the pit. He got sold and he got lied on and he got thrown in jail. Well, he's in jail now and it's been quite a few years. But Joseph, not one time does the story say Joseph didn't trust when he didn't understand. He kept going. And even in the prison, they had him in charge of some stuff. And so two people came to him and said, man, I've been having these dreams. It was a butler and a baker. I've been having these dreams. And so he told the butler and the baker, he interpreted their dreams. These two worked for the king. And he told them what was going to happen to them. And he said, hey, if you can, remember me and tell the king about me. They said, okay. Well, y'all know, they didn't tell the king about him. They forgot. Well, one of them heard the king saying he was having these dreams and he didn't understand what they meant. And one of the two out of the butler and the baker remembered, you know what? While I was down in the prison, there's a guy named Joseph who interpreted my dream, and I think he can interpret your dream too. Now, the prison was just below the king's palace. So the king said, hey, go bring Joseph so he can come and I can tell him my dream and he can interpret it for me. So the king told Joseph his dream. He interpreted it for him. He told him, okay, so those seven fat cows, that means you're going to have 7 years of plenty. Those seven skinny looking cows, that's 7 years of famine. So you want to prepare for what's about to come. Well, sure enough, that's what happened. King prepared for it. And he said, you know what? You're going to be second in command to everything that I have. Well, if Joseph hadn't kept trusting when he didn't understand, his dream wouldn't have been a reality. So if Joseph can go through a pit, prison, palace, So can you and I. We have to continue to trust when we don't understand. You may not know what's going on. You know what's going on. You may not understand why it's going on, but you got to keep trusting because you know what it is that you want and you know what it is that you deserve. And you know, you told yourself, I'm getting this. I deserve this. I'm going to get it. I told the universe what I want. There's no stopping me. I'm going to get it. Boom, I get hit. Okay, get back up. I'm trusting. I'm going to keep going. You have to. So, recap. That's what I love to do because I'm a teacher. It all starts with you. It all starts with you. Once we realize that, set your goals of what it is you want to do and get that accountability partner to hold you accountable for what you say you want to do. While you're working on your goals, shift through the turbulence because it's going to happen. And then when you shift through it, your breakthrough is coming. Keep trusting because your breakthrough is coming. If you have to reach, if you reach a plateau, if you hit that plateau, do not stay there long. Okay. From the plateau, realize and understand that your difficulties take you to your destiny. Your difficulties take you to your destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, please trust when you don't understand. I have been there several times. Didn't understand what was going on. Didn't understand why it was. I didn't know what I was going to do after teaching. My biggest goal was retire from teaching at a young age, not 65. And when I did that, I didn't know, okay, what's next? I don't know what to do now. I did know that I was going to work with Antonio and Tempest. I did know that. That's all I knew. But past that, I didn't have a goal because I didn't know. Retirement. Woo! I'm 37. Yes, out of the classroom. What do I do now? I saw, and Antonio will tell you, when I was telling you about riding people's energy, I ride his energy all day, every day. Because he has a vision. I believe the vision, so I just go. When he says, hey, I need you to go do this, because this is what we're doing. Okay, let's go. You said it's going to happen. Let's go. The reason that I can trust when I don't understand is because every time Antonio has told me something, he said, this is what's going to happen. We're going to do this and it's going to work like, and we're going to get this. It has worked every time. So every time he says it, it happens. Okay. I saw that when I saw that he retired at 29 and hadn't gone back to a job. And at the time he was like 35. Okay. You know something. Let me listen to you. At first I didn't listen about the financial goals. It took me 2 years, but when I did, I saw it worked. Okay, this worked. Oh, you can help me retire? Okay. You okay? You helped me retire at 37. You said it's going to happen. It happened. And he told us about ATS and what was going to, and the vision and what was going to happen. And it's happened. It's happening. So I keep going. And all I do is, what you need me to do? He knows I'm the type, you don't have to understand anything because you trust me anyway. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I tell you why we're going to do it, but you just need to know to go and do it. Okay, great. Let's go. Trust when you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. Keep going. It's going to happen. Opposition is going to come, but you got to keep going. You keep going for you. You keep going for the legacy that you say you want to leave. Whatever it is your reason is, you got to keep going. Keep trusting. You know who are the best people who trust in the world? Kids. They do. They don't know what's going on. All they know is mommy and daddy said, this is going to happen. So I'm going to go. I trust them. They're mommy and daddy. So I'm going to just go and do what they said because they said it was going to happen. Okay, cool. You go and tell your kids that y'all are going to Disneyland in January. Please know that they in January, they're going to come to you. Okay, when we going? When we going? what, y'all ready to go? Because they trust. When you tell them something, they trust. They are, man, I don't care what it is. They trust. Be more like kids. Trust when you don't understand. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Grace Yvonne Sandals. I appreciate the time, your time. I am excited for the rest of this conference. And if there are any questions, if we have time for any questions, I would love to hear them and answer them for you. Mr. Jerry.
Let's see if maybe we can get a couple of questions here. You know, you brought some things to my mind just in listening to what you have to say. And, you know, you talked a lot about faith and emotion. In a lot of ways, we know that emotion is really that catalyst, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. it's what pushes the creation through into a reality. And if you don't, like you say, if you don't believe, you never even get to that kind of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
With you, what would you say was your aha moment? When did you figure that out, that you could put that kind of power behind something?
Mm. Whew. That's a good question, Jerry. When did I really believe that? You know what? I really believe that after my 10th year of teaching, because I knew after my 10th year of teaching, I knew that it was time for me to get out of the classroom. So much to the point where I knew it was because it was the end of my 10th year of summertime. So of course I'm going back for the 11th year, but I knew that was going to be my last year. And every year teachers get a form that they have to fill out, because every year you have to renew your contract. And you have a choice of renewing at the school that you are, transferring to a different school that you want to go to, or resigning or retiring. Well, when I checked the retire button, when I checked the retire box on my paper and I gave it to my principal, I stood and looked at her walk away, because I knew she was assuming that I just, you know, did a check, we're coming back next year. And I saw her stop in her tracks, and I knew when she saw it, and she turned around and she looked. And I say, if you keep me on, you're going to give me a pink slip next year. And I looked her dead in her face, Jerry, you're going to give me a pink slip next year. I got to go. And she told me, you know what? I probably need to go with you.
Doctor.
So that's when I knew, you know, because when I'm leaving security, like for real, I'm leaving. I know when I'm getting paid this day every month, I left that. And I didn't. Okay, I know I'm leaving that, but I know something greater is going to happen. That's when I knew.
You know, you said something that really just kind of punched me in the face when you said it. And this it's not a new concept, but it's something that every time I look at it, I seem to get a little more understanding of. But you said, be grateful for your difficulties.
Yes, sir.
Could you expand on that just a moment?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We all have difficulties. And the more grateful we are for everything, including your difficulties, the more the universe says, okay, well, if you're grateful for your difficulties, I know you're going to be grateful for the easy times. Let me give you what it is that you want, because you're going to be even more grateful. Because your difficulties are, I was serious, your difficulties do take you to your destinies. They have to happen, and they catapult you to where it is you need to go. Because if everything was easy, you would just be like, okay, I want $1 million. Oh, okay, it's in my hand. Cool. Great. Okay. Why would I have to be nice to people? Why would I have to be grateful for anything? No, but the difficulties are there to help you, to strengthen you, to get where you need to go. The other reason, if stuff was easy, you would be weak all the time, and you need strength for the journey anyway. So that those difficulties are really there to really help strengthen you for where it is you need to go, and to really help you help someone else. Because I'm telling you, when those difficulties happen, they're going to feel like they can't handle it. But when you tell them that same thing happened to me, and I was able to handle it, I was able to get through. And somebody who you're thinking is not looking at you, when they are watching you, and they may not tell you anything, but when they see how you handled your difficulty, and they're going to say, if Jerry did it, I can do it too. He really helped me. And they may not even tell you ever, but people watch.
That's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
That's for sure. You know, I had a very wise man tell me once that when you're faced with those types of things, the difficulties and You know, I'm not talking about they got your order wrong at the drive-through or something like that. But when you're faced with real difficulties, to hit them head on with love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was the hardest concept for me to, because when you're hit with a difficulty, that's the last thing that you, at least most of us, I think, that you naturally do is, you know, just shower it with love. How do I shower it with love when I'm hating on it right now, right?
Yes.
So you got to find a way to twist that around. Yep. And I've noticed that you do an excellent job of that. So I just wanted to mention that too. If nobody else has any more questions, we will let you go and we'll move on to the next stage here. Thank you so much, Grace.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Let's have a big round of applause for Grace Sandals, please.
Yeah.
Yay, Grace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.